When you're down and troubled and you need some loving care, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right, just close your eyes and think of me.
All right, hello and welcome to Corners Corner this evening. I hope everyone's doing all right. Wayne, you with me?
You bet.
Wayne is with me. All right,
yes,
folks.
I am.
sounding pretty good right now, but let's keep our fingers crossed it'll last for an hour. This evening, folks, we're just going to be kind of talking about a little bit of everything. Again, you know, we're at a down point in our the country right now, this nonsense going on. So a lot of people are not feeling the greatest right now because of the, you know, what has happened in two different cities. One was in Oklahoma, which I heard today that that law enforcement will be charged with not murder, but the other one is going to be charged anyway for that shooting, because that was manslaughter. Yeah. Thank you, Wayne.
Yeah.
That was an uncalled for shooting there. Absolutely no cause. And I'm glad that they prosecuted her. The other one in North Carolina, still kind of up in the air about that one, but the guy had an extensive criminal history from what I understand and had, a weapon. So, you know, law enforcement has a right to defend themselves. I'm not saying that they were right, but, you know, we need to let the justice system do its job. And I don't always agree with the justice system either. So don't everybody start blowing me up at one time. But, you know, this is anytime something like this happens in our country or around the world for that matter, it affects every one of us with our pain. It makes us sad. It makes us hurt. It makes us angry. Now's the time that we really need to take the tools out of the tool shed and start using them for our anxiety and depression and pain. Did I say that pretty good? I thought that was pretty cool. Take your tools out of the tool shed and
yeah.
Hey, I've come up with a new one.
Cut the grass. But, you know,
it is a troubling time. And as you can tell on Facebook, the last 2 days, it's been rather dead. There hadn't been too many people on. And myself, I'm sitting here with the news on the TV and doing a radio show. But I'm trying to watch to see what happens there in North Carolina, because they got the National Guard there now. So things should straighten up pretty quick, hopefully. But, you know, there's a lot more things going on that we really need to be talking about. And I want to say this. Here in Florida, they have Moffitt Cancer Center, and I'm sure a lot of y'all have heard of Moffitt Cancer Center. They're huge. Well, here in Florida, they are absolutely awesome for cancer. They do so much. They have patients coming from all around the world here to Tampa to get the treatment for the cancer. And our governor, which I'm not 100% crazy about, but he gave them, I think it was either a $17 or a $19 million check for cancer, for the treatment and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really a good thing to see today. So, I mean, something positive going on in the world too, you know. And then we have this, I guess it's a pain group. I talked about it the other night briefly, the one I was talking about getting a website for. still never managed to get the website. I haven't seen the commercial since. I've seen it all day that day. I never wrote it down. So now it's not showing on TV and I need it, but it's for neuropathy. Yeah. It's for neuropathy. And, they don't, it doesn't require surgery or payment or medication. So I'm really curious to find out about it. It's only here in Florida that I know of. But if it's something that's good, then it's something could be shared, and hopefully it would come to more and more states eventually. Wayne, do you have anything that you would like to say at the beginning here?
just a comment about, you know, police. Mm-hmm. I was an MP for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not pull out my weapon to apprehend anybody. And I had some straight up weirdos.
Oh, sure.
We were taught to use equal force. You know, so mm-hmm. if somebody was, you know, squaring at you with your fists, I both trained in and taught hand-to-hand combat. Right. There was no need to take a gun out or a taser out for some guy that mm-hmm. wanted to fight you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Two simple moves, he's on his face, and you cuff him. You know, I had a baton. You know, if mm-hmm. they want to come at me with a knife or a 2x4, I could deflect it, take them down, end of the story. That sure. all these cops are pulling out their guns, only thing means is that they're not properly trained.
Yeah, you know, now, my guys, I'm gonna step in here real quick, you know, because I'm gonna stay on this subject. I don't want to stay on the subject here. You know, I do agree with what you're saying a lot. As a gun carrier myself, you know, I don't ever want to have to use my weapon. And if there's any way I can do not using it is what I've been taught to do and what I will do. I do have an extensive martial arts background, so I'm like you. I can yeah. take stuff away from people and yeah. beat them with it if I need to. I'm not as, you know, physically able to do that as I was years ago. That's why I've moved to a different level. But it's for yeah. protection only. And, you know, I do feel like that law enforcement is taking it a little bit too far. I understand they have to make a split decision. They have to react within a split second. And,
yeah.
you know, as well as I do, you can be put in a pretty bad situation sometimes. And if you fear for your life, then you're allowed to use the protection. But, you know, the one in North Carolina is one that I can kind of question. I still don't fully understand why they shot the gentleman. I do know he had an extensive criminal background. I do know that he had a handgun. Or gun, and he did point it at them or have it out where they could see it. But from my understanding, he got back in the vehicle, then that's when they shot him. So I'm not all, you know, on the cop side on that. I think it needs to stop on both sides. This
yeah.
The Black Lives Matter movement is not nothing to do with black folks. It's a bunch of thugs wanting to raise havoc. That's what it's about. And I think that, you know, I think that it both sides have to stop. Both sides have to stop. Not all black people are bad. Not all white people are bad. Yes, there's a lot of bad in both. But, you know, we're normal. We're human beings. We all are human beings. And we all deserve to be treated like human beings from law enforcement and to law enforcement. So,
yeah.
That's where I have. Go ahead. You can finish. I just wanted to throw that in there.
You sure you want me to finish on this one?
Sure. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
We're all entitled to opinions and things. Okay. You know?
The gentleman who saved my life and carried me out of a very intense firefight after I had been blown about 25 feet was a black gentleman. Very, very mm-hmm. good friend of mine. Came out in right. withering fire, didn't care a damn thing. I mean, he didn't stop mm-hmm. to ask me if, you know, was I like maybe a closet black person, you know, mm-hmm. that, you know, I would warrant, you know, being rescued. Mm-hmm. You know, but in the military, we were brothers, but he has a son, and mm-hmm. I am the godfather. Okay. This boy is, well, he's no longer a boy. He's a man and he's in his late 30s now. Mm-hmm. This kid is, there we go, call him a kid again. this man is probably, He's the best father, the best husband. He works within his community. He works with the Boys Club in Los Angeles.
Sure.
He's a tireless worker. And I know I was out in the riots in the early 90s. And I helped Mac take care of his business. He has an electronics store. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the people that were out there running through the streets, those were thugs.
Yeah.
I mean, those were thugs. And they were literally thousands of them out there. Mm-hmm. But the other 3, 4, 5 million were hunkered up in their homes, you know, trying to stay safe. So I get offended when they say, well, Black lives, you know, matter. Those people are thugs, you know. When we watch, this is getting to be an every week thing now, you know, several times a week. Oh, yeah. An unarmed Black man, you know, is being shot and killed. You know, mm-hmm. we just had the one where the guy was killed when his car broke down in the middle of the road.
You know? Yeah, that's the one.
He was shot and killed. The Oklahoma one. You know, it's like I thought I was reaching for my taser.
Yeah.
Whatever. I think that's the problem. Is that people are using the rhetoric from a lot of the politicians who are saying, well, you know, these people are thugs. Mm-hmm. No, they're not thugs. They are like you and me, you know.
Well,
they go to work every day. They have a family to go home to. Sure. And they just expect to do that without being shot and killed.
Yeah, the majority of them. Yeah, I'm not saying though the ones like that are the thugs. The thugs I'm talking about is the ones that was tearing up the city last night. Just stupid. I mean, they're tearing up their own stuff. their own stores. Those are thugs. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the people that's been shot. Not all of them are thugs. And I know that.
Yeah.
There's some good people. And the guy in Oklahoma, for instance, he did nothing wrong. The only thing he did wrong is he didn't stop walking when they told him to. But he had his hands up the whole time. So that he didn't deserve to be shot, you know.
When is walking, you know, a crime? It, really? Sure. I mean, if your car is broken down and a cop pulls up, you expect me to get out of your car and go, excuse me, I need help getting my car off the road.
Sure.
And I need some help.
Right.
A police officer, that is their job. You know, all this rest of the crap. I mean, when I hear cops going, I feared for my life. I want to take them and just beat the living crap out of them. You do not fear for your life. I mean, if you fear for your life, go to work at McDonald's and go flip hamburgers. Because that is the only thing that you are qualified for. You know, I would literally take my guys out behind the building and beat the living hell out of them. Or using excessive force. And this is not what was legal. This is what I considered as excessive force. And I mean, my threshold for excessive force, it was a lot lower than what the legal standards were. And my guys knew that. And they wouldn't do it. You know, I had no problems on Camp Pendleton, you know, in my years there. Never. It was not an issue. It should not be an issue now.
Well, you know, it's like a lady spoke last night to CNN, and I listened to her talk. She was an older Black lady, and she had her grandson or granddaughter there. And she goes, I brought them to, this is when it first started that evening. She goes, I brought them because I want them to know, and I want to teach them that it's okay to protest against things that are done wrong. And she goes, but then the thugs took over. The young thugs is what she called them. She goes, they took over and ruined it for everyone. She goes, there was thousands of people there obeying the law. But you get a few hundred idiots, and it causes problems for everyone. Then you get more people following in their footsteps doing the same thing. The lady was very, very nice, and she made perfect sense. And there was a Black gentleman that was there last night, and he was on camera trying to get between – the protesters and the cops trying to keep the peace. Yeah. You know, it was the young punk thugs, whatever you want to call them, that were causing all the problems. You know, we have a right to voice our opinions in this country, and we have a right to agree to disagree. And
right.
That's like me and you are talking right now. You know, this country's been led down the wrong road for 8 years, in my personal opinion, and that has contributed to a lot of this. Not saying that the cops
we've been led down the wrong road for almost 40 years, you know.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
this is not, but, you know, this is not a new thing. No.
Mm-mm.
Good.
This just last 8 years or seven, almost 8 years, has been really, really bad, because this kind of stuff is more or less, you know, okay to do, and it's really not okay to do. But
yeah.
Anyway, I'm not going down the political road with it. I just, you know, I'm really upset that people are just coming to blow like this. I mean, you know, slavery was over many, many years ago, and black people have just as much rights as white people do, in my mind. I believe that with everything I have. And you know, they're this movement is taking over, and you know, saying, well, all white people are bad. No, they're not. And there's all black people are not bad, or bad neither. You know, they're giving everybody a bad name on both sides.
You live down by Lakeland, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How many times have you been stopped and asked for your ID from police? And asked what you're doing and why? Yeah. I have a lot of black friends that get one, you know, stopped and asked for ID, and you know, where are they going and why are they there? Once a week.
Sure.
This is a normal thing. So do blacks have the same kind of rights as white? Who knew?
Oh, no. No, but
there's a group out there right now. They do the free hugs. You know, they wear the black shirt, says free hugs.
Yep.
And
right.
They were following this one, and he was out there. The riot police were out. The protesters were out, and you could tell these guys were ready to go at each other. And here in the middle of it, of this intersection, it's this, you know, young man, and he's going over to the police and giving them hugs, and the cops are doing it, and then he's going back over to the protesters and doing the same thing. And why is this kid trying to be a lone mediator? You know, to say, hey, you know, we don't have to do this, and this is what he was telling people. You know, he was telling the cops, we don't have to do this. And he's telling the protesters, we do not have to do this. You know, but we concentrate on the cops and the protesters, you know, when it boils to a head. And we're just all sitting there waiting for it to explode. You know, why aren't we watching that poor kid in the middle trying desperately to stop it?
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
This is, you know, we don't want to look at that, because that escapes our, you know, preconceived notions of what everything is, you know.
Sure.
And that's because we listen to all these idiots, our politicians, you know, and all these idiots that have flapped their gums when they have absolutely no clue of what the hell they're talking about.
Right.
You know,
hey, we got a caller. Is that you, Mike?
Cool.
Yeah, that's me.
Hello. Okay, I thought that was
your number. Hello, Mike. Hello, Dan. Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I just wanted a quick pop in to tell you that I did all that stuff yesterday, and I know in my heart, in my mind, I shouldn't do that much. Now I'm suffering, and I'm suffering more today, and I'm going to suffer more the next 2 days. That's the problem, is you got to know how to pace yourself.
Yeah, and sometimes it's hard to do.
That's the problem with me, and I'm sure you had the same problem, and Wayne, bet you had the same problem.
Oh, I shampooed my carpet the other day, and I I had not done it, you know, in the timely manner that I should have, and I paid for it, you know. But I mean, when I didn't pay for it just trying to clean it. I mean, I paid for it for like 5 days afterwards. Yeah, that is.
And like I said, now I know I'm going to pay for this for at least a week to 2 weeks. I couldn't get out of bed for about 2 hours this morning.
And now
I'm just kind of laying in the hot tub. And I just got out sitting here, and now I'm going to go back in the hot tub. Until they close.
Right. Well, I mean, that helps out a lot. So that's a good thing. But, yeah, you know, we were just talking about we're doing a show. We're just kind of talking about a little bit of everything this evening because I just felt like there's a lot going on in this country that, you know, we need to talk about a lot of things.
Yes.
And, you know, and how the stresses of this has caused a lot of people's pain to go up over the last few days. I can always tell when something happens because Facebook gets very quiet and there's not many people on, and it's been like that for two days now. But yeah, we tend to the medication that I'm on for the neuropathy and the chronic pain, the Nucynta I told you about, it works so good on the pain that that you don't feel it. And you know, you think, okay, I can do this, I can do that, and I start doing them things, and your body goes, whoa, hold up a second, you can't do this, you know. So yeah, but when we do things like go out like you did yesterday, and we go out and do things, or even, you know, maybe work around the outside of the house or something for a little bit, just easy stuff, yes, I usually pay 2 or 3 days for doing it almost every time.
Well, and I felt myself hurting a little bit yesterday, and then I kept on pushing off. No, I'm okay. Keep going. Well,
yeah.
I suffer.
You gotta learn
how to pace yourself.
Sure.
And you gotta teach yourself how to say, okay, it's enough. I gotta stop.
And
now.
It's not easy to do neither. You know, it's not, because you're used to going all the time, and then it's like, you can't go all the time anymore. Your body says, I'm not doing it. I'm just not doing it. We can't do this, and we're not going to do this. So, yeah.
That's one thing. And another thing is, I don't know when I'm going to have another day I feel this good.
Yeah.
So I want to cram everything possible in that day, because I don't know how many more days I'm going to have this good of a day.
Yeah. I have that feeling, too. So, yeah. Yeah, and I think most of us do, you know, all of us do, really. I just think a lot of people don't realize some of the things that we talked about last night and what we're talking about now. They just don't. I don't think it's not that they don't understand it. I think they just don't want to hear it. I believe they're being in that comfort zone of hiding in their room or wherever they're hiding at, and they don't want to come out and do anything. And that's not good neither. You know, we gotta try to do as much as possible, as much as we can. But like you said, don't overdo it. You overdo it, man, and that's not fun neither.
No.
By no means. But, man, I hope you get to feeling better, brother. That hot tub should help you. Should help you quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, I went in this morning, and it felt better. It got me moving where I could go out and Mom had an appointment. Yeah. I got her there, and I start moving a little bit. Now I went in the pool, and then I went in the hot tub. Now I'm going to do another in the pool and do some more exercises, and then I'm going back in the hot tub.
Right.
I try to do my exercises every day.
Right.
I'm not a religious man, but I believe that there was an extra day during creation when God said, let there be hot tubs. Those are fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, I wish Workman Comp covers hot tubs.
Yeah.
Medicare. Wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. 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 You know,
but they don't.
I know, Mike, I know this with disability, if you get Medicare, you can get what they call silver sneakers. It's free. It's a membership to there's all kinds of gyms, workout facilities. I mean, there's a whole list of them that they accept.
Yes, they accept YMCAs.
YMCA, Planet Fitness, LA Fitness. There's a whole bunch of them. You can get that silver sneakers card. You sign up for it, which I don't know if Wayne ever did or not. I gave him the info. He said he was going to. And you
I've been
can
having all go, these problems. Yeah.
I hear you, man. You'll be able to go to the gym. You can get the red light therapy at Planet Fitness. You could do hot tubs.
Oh, wow.
Pools and stuff like that. Sure. Yeah. You just got to find one.
See, it's nice. But my mom's. Where she lives in the park, they got pools, mm-hmm. they got hot tubs, they got saunas. So I use all her stuff. But eventually I'm moving out, so I'm going to have to find mm-hmm. a place, or I'm going to have to join this. So it's called what? White sneakers?
It's silver sneakers.
Silver.
Silver sneakers. Okay.
Yep. Silver
I'll have
sneakers.
To look into that.
Yeah, silversneakers.com, I believe, ain't it, Wayne? Ain't that the...
Yeah.
Web address?
Just like the tennis shoe. Yep. Silver sneaker.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So check that out. It's free. You get Medicare. It's free. It's 100% free. You don't pay for any of it. So that
good.
Is.
And I have Medicare. So.
Yep. And I'll tell you another little secret, Mike. You get moved down here permanently with you get AARP, especially. United Healthcare, I do know for a fact. I don't know about the other ones, but I'm sure they all do. You can apply for extra help here in Florida and through the state. And what it does is they pay for your medical, your Part B plan of your Medicare that, you know, that you have to pay out of pocket. They'll pay that for you.
Uh-huh. Who
pay
does?
That for you, Dad. The state
AARP?
Does. Florida. Yeah, no, Florida pays for it. But yes,
yeah, I have my Florida state license.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, then you, I mean, you live here. You're a resident here. So, I mean,
so I have a residence here already.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so, contact. Do you have secondary coverage with your Medicare?
Right now. See, I'm in a kind of tight loophole. Mm-hmm. When I got hurt at work, mm-hmm. I'm under Ohio Medicare, and then Ohio Medicaid is my secondary.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Because it's under workman's comp.
Yeah, workman's comp deal. Yeah. Well, if you ever get switched around, let me know, and I can help you get where you need to be with it. Or the contacts.
So
and stuff
as soon as workman comp is figured out, and I kind of decided, I was thinking of trying to doing just a buyout, but then mm-hmm. now I'm like, you know, why take a buyout? I'm saying, why don't I have them pay for my schooling? Sure. Just ride this thing all the way up to the end.
Yeah.
And have them pay for my schooling, and then if I don't make as much as I made there, then they got to pay me the difference.
Yeah, that's true. So,
and if they don't want to do that, then they then take the bio.
Yep. Yeah, that's true.
If I take the bio now, I'm not going to get nothing because everybody has their hand in it.
No, sir. Yeah. It's the way it always goes.
So what? So I take a bio and then Social Security is going to take a little bit. Medicare is going to take a big, huge chunk out of it because they're going to say, well, we have a percentage, so this is how much you're going to spend every year. So we're going to take that amount out for the next 15 years.
Right.
So I'm not going to get nothing. So why would I take a payout? No.
Yep. It's crazy. You know,
and people don't realize that.
Right. Wait, you know, we were talking about a little bit ago.
The buyout.
Sure. Anything they can do. I was telling Wayne and Wayne, me and Wayne was talking a few minutes ago, you know, about the riots and stuff. I'm sitting here watching this black man is trying to keep the peace. He's between the cops and the protesters, and the protesters all up in his face, man, pointing at him, yelling, cussing, screaming at him. The same race. I mean, what a, see, that's what I'm talking about. It's really created a whirlwind for this country. I mean, the guy is trying to stick up for both sides, saying you have a right to be here to you have a right to be here to protest, but you get fools like this. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's sickening. It's sickening, man. It really is sickening to see this going on. I don't know. I need to change the subject because that's just getting me going. But
I got in a discussion with somebody else today, and it was on a good friend's side. It's actually my son's friend, and he's a black gentleman, really nice, really good guy, and. Right. I made a pretty big long comment, and next comment from somebody else is, oh, you're one of those white bastards that's always against blacks. And I was like, whoa, how did you get my comment and came out of that? And it says, you're one of those Obama haters. And I turned and says, I'm a pure Democrat. So I don't know where you came across saying, when I hate Obama, what I said was the government screwed up. I never said Obama screwed up.
Yeah,
I can help you on that one. Obama screwed up. Obama should drop kicked out of office.
I don't
voted for the man twice.
I did too, but our problem isn't just him. Our problem is
it's a lot more
Constitution.
Yeah.
I mean, this issue with what everything's going on is how our Constitution is written also. Because at the time when it was written, they had slavery.
There's definitely a lot of problems. It's not just
a lot of those wordings never been changed. But everybody's thinking is still screwed up that's running our government. Because they're going by the same laws how it's written.
Yeah, it's screwed up. That's putting it mildly. It really is.
All the government and they're all how they're writing their laws and how they're thinking is going by how everything is written back in 1700. It needs to be changed. Nothing wrong with change, but change is the hardest thing, and people are going to fight it.
Oh, yeah, we still have many, many laws on the books that still condone slavery. This is not saying that it's black. I mean, oh, come on. When it comes to slavery in the United States, man, we got this one down pat, you know. We've used the Irish, the black, the Chinese, the Mexicans. Oh, my God, we are great at it, you know.
Yeah.
And the laws, too many laws are still, you know, giving a lot of breaks to people, you know, who keep people as slaves.
I don't want to sound mean, but they still do it down here.
Yeah.
If you want to look at it when they go in the fields.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
So it's just, but that's just it. They don't want to change.
Mm-mm.
So they're going to fight. They're going to want to set the laws where they're going to keep people down, keep people low. We have two. They don't want three classes. They want the almighty rich, and they want the almighty poor. They don't want a middle class.
Yeah.
No.
That's right. Yeah. Middle class don't exist. That's for sure. That's it's real obvious
because
on that one.
The high class will take his old power, and the low class is asking for help from the government, and that's what they want.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a screwed up mess. I know that. I ain't going
to
lie.
And that's what needs to be changed.
Sure. And
the blacks think it's against us. Well, no, it's not all against us. It's against everybody. It's not just you.
Right,
but we don't. Whites or other people don't just. We try to find different ways and riot and chase
Mike, have you seen the advertisement on TV? I don't know if you've seen it down there where you're at or not. It's a clinic or some type of doctor for neuropathy. Have you seen that advertisement on a new doctor's office down your way?
No.
It's down that way, down there somewhere. I'm trying to get to the channel.
It might be in Sarasota. I'll look out for it.
Yeah, it's been advertised on TV a lot, and it was advertised about 20 times the other day, and I even got a pen and paper, but I never wrote it down. Now I ain't been able to find the commercial.
Past 3 days, I haven't watched no TV. Yesterday, I was in the car all day.
Yeah.
And today, I was in the doctor's office all day, pretty much.
Right.
I got home, I made dinner, then I've been here since 7 o'clock at the pool.
Right. But yeah, I'll keep this. It's a newer doctor's office. I even forget the name of it, but it says no surgery or no medication. So I'm kind of curious of what they do to help. I want to try to find it.
Is it a pain doctor or a neurosurgeon? Neurodoctor.
It might be a neurodoctor. I'm not sure. I'm not sure which one it is.
Okay.
But you won't be able to miss it. Yeah, you won't be able to miss it because it says need help with neuropathy pain, no surgery or no medicine, call us or visit our website. So I'm going to keep looking for it. I got it on the station now that I usually see the commercial on, so hopefully I'll get it.
Okay, what do you usually see it? NBC, ABC?
No, I'm seeing it on right now I'm on MeTV, which is something we have. It would probably be on Channel 8. NBC? Yeah, NBC or whatever it's called. I don't know.
Okay.
I got Verizon. Well, Frontier now. I don't know.
Boy, I love
exactly. What, Frontier?
Well, that's why I asked ABC, CBS.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got Frontier as my internet. And,
do you? That's who I have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Internet,
yeah, I love
and TV. It's fast.
Yeah.
It's fast internet. It's fast internet.
Yes, it is.
And the TV, I got 100 megabyte internet. I got 50 upload and 50 download. I mean, it's even. Mine's wired right into my computer, plugged right in. We have the Wi-Fi, but I've got a plug from the Wi-Fi right directly into the computer. That's why I say I got a pretty good signal strength. So I don't know. It's got to be Blog Talk Radio at times. But Verizon, or well, Frontier, what they just switched from Verizon down here to Frontier. But their cable channels, the HD is unbelievable, man.
Is it?
It's man. It's different night and day between them and Bright House. Time Warner.
I know when my mom
called.
finally got a HD TV, and she hooked it up. She was like, "Oh my god, it's so much!" She couldn't believe that the color and the.
Oh yeah.
She had a very old projection TV.
Yeah.
And everything was all black, really dark, and she was like, "Better ask your mom. It's time for you to get a new TV."
Right. I know I sit here and watch TV in my room because that's where my computer and stuff's at, is where I do shows and stuff in my room. And, cause you know, teenagers and young kids, adults running around the house, I can't be quiet. So I come in my room. My wife and daughter set me up a little spot here, and it's where I work. But, a TV's so bright when I'm, you know, watching newer channels, good channels, I don't have to have a light on. I can sit here at night, man, and it lights up the whole room. I'm like, yeah, this is pretty cool. But yeah, it's not cheap though, man. We pay for the internet and TV, but you know, you pay for what you are, you get what you pay for.
Oh yes,
you know, it's not cheap, but it's good service. Wayne, has it always been Frontier out there, or did it just switch over?
God, well, we had a company up here pull out about 5 years ago, and Frontier bought it. And Frontier's been up here for quite a while. I switched to these guys, Frontier, about 2 years ago, and I've never lost my signal. I've never had problems with my internet. I never get kicked off. I love it.
Right.
This is great.
See, we usually didn't hear neither, but they took over from Verizon. It was a little bit better. It was a little bit better when it was Verizon, I think. But they're getting the kinks worked out of it now, and it's better than what it was.
Where are you at? Where are you from, Wayne? Oh, sorry, Dan.
Bryan, Ohio.
Ohio.
I didn't hear that. Ohio.
Bryan, Ohio.
What part?
It is up in the northwest corner.
Northwest corner.
Yeah.
I'm
in Fort Wayne.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be in Ohio in 3 weeks.
That's a pretty big state.
Yeah, my wife's there right now.
That's where I'm from.
I'm from North Carrollton, Cleveland.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually came down to take care of my mother. Now I'm planning on moving down here.
Mike's from there. Wayne's from there. Brian's from there in Ohio. Wow. I'm the only one from, I'm not the only one from the South. Mike's down here, so I shouldn't feel left out.
It is the dumbest state, I think. I think we rank right behind Texas. Oh, my God. There are a bunch of stupid people up here. Yeah.
Oh, you haven't been down here.
Easy.
Nothing against your state, but
I live here.
Easy. Any state that protects alligators, I don't know about that. No.
Sorry, Dan. I didn't mean to cut it.
hey, it's all right. It's all right. I will tell you one thing. The crime rate in this county is one of the lowest in the nation. In this county,
the crime rate.
Oh, yes, sir. We got a sheriff here that does not play games.
Well, can I upset some of the people that live down there?
I don't care.
Do you know why the crime rate is so low down there? They don't know which end of the game they're getting.
Yeah, you're funny.
Yeah, thank you.
You're funny. You're real funny. I can show you otherwise. I know which end to use. Now, I will say this. I've been down here since 1977. I was like 12 or 13 years old when I moved down here. And I'm originally from West Virginia, down close to Huntington, down at the southwest corner of West Virginia, just across the border there. And there is some really, really, really stupid people from this state. My wife's going to hear me. She's in there taking a shower, and she's from Florida, so I'm going to catch it from her. But not everybody, but there is a lot of non-intelligent folks down here. It's unbelievable. It really is. I can walk outside or walk into a store, and I can almost tell you people from Florida or not just because they're tan. They can wear long clothes, long pants and sleeves, just by their demeanor, just by the way they walk around, just by the way that they don't talk to people, I should say, because people originally from Florida are not very sociable. They're not. I don't know why, but they're just not. But every state
unique in their own way.
Oh yeah, yeah. I didn't like Ohio because I drove trucks and it's 55 miles an hour across that godforsaken state.
It's
never did.
Not for semis. It ain't, is
it? The turnpike is 70.
No.
Yeah. Didn't they raise it?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's
was
55 for the.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm not sure. I haven't been driving through. I've been flying.
Yeah, it's a lot easier, isn't it? A lot easier. Yeah, it's just I don't know. It's you can just definitely tell the difference down here. That's for sure. definitely. But, you know, we only have a few minutes left, guys. So whatever y'all got to say, feel free to say it. Tonight was just kind of a speak our mind kind of deal.
Well, because I just hope everybody in South Carolina, North Carolina, stay safe.
Yeah, definitely.
And they get some sense to themselves and calm down.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we you know, I understand what they're upset about, and I'm not saying that they're wrong, but there's ways of doing things. You know, it's just fighting and tearing up the city is not going to accomplish anything.
No.
Yeah, it's not.
Well, we've had that throughout our history, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, as far as, you know, the offender, the worst offenders of tearing up the cities, we have to all raise our hand if we're white. You know, through our history, man, we've done some pretty serious damage to our country, you know,
when we
get upset. They
burned down Boston down when they did that.
Yeah. New Orleans almost got burned to the ground. That's, you know.
How about San Francisco?
Yep. Yeah, we have done some serious damage. You know, but that's what happens when people get upset. You know, if you just take care of everybody, you know, and you take the color label off and you just say, okay, we're all human and this is how we should be treated. You know, and you do that and you actually follow through with what you're saying and you take care of people, you're going to see all these things go away, you know. Why would they have a reason to complain? You know, they won't, because everybody's going to be happy. This is what we need to start doing. We just need to start saying, okay, you know, black doesn't matter, white doesn't matter, you know, or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you're green and you're from Mars, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, and just quit taking care of the rich and start taking care of everybody.
Sure.
You know, Social Security. Reagan, you know, the GOP savior. He was the one who was taking money from Social Security and using that to offset tax cuts for the rich. So why was it that, you know, retired people were paying for tax cuts for the rich? And this is not a new thing. This has been going on continually since. You know, why is it that we don't have, you know, all that much money in there? I don't know. Let's go back and see if we can prop up a dead President Reagan and see if we can get some answers out of him. You know?
Right.
No, that's crazy. We got to quit helping the rich. I mean, they're doing fine on their own.
Yeah.
Just, you know, they don't need to make any more money. They're fine.
Right?
That's what I said earlier.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that at all.
Rich and poor.
and the middle class,
make the rich richer, make the poor poor. There's no middle class, and they want the poor to want the government to help them.
The middle class,
now the government's bigger. Exactly, because now it builds the government, make the government be needy. They're wanted. And that's what they want. Yes. And that's not how this government was supposed to be. Right. And we do need to stand up to it. And we do need to say, no, it's enough is enough. Mm-hmm. This is not how we're supposed to be treated. Human being is supposed to be treated right. Not the blacks, not the whites. Every one of us has the right to stand as one in God's name. And that's in every song, our national songs, and in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yep.
Now they want to take God out of that?
Yeah. Oh, that wasn't even added until 1954 and 1956. You know, I mean, as the pledge was written and as even as Scott Francis Key wrote the song, you know, it never had God in it, you know. That was added, you know. But when it comes down to the country, I don't think we should do it because, you know, take care of everybody because of God says so. I think we ought to, you know, take care of
everybody. No, I agree with that.
It's the right thing to do, you know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't mean to do that, but yes.
This has turned into a political show. I tried to keep it non-political.
If it was going to be political.
at least we're agreeing with each other.
Oh, yeah. Well,
there's no argument.
Even if you don't, I mean, even if they don't agree, it's the fact that, you know, there has to be an open dialogue. If you don't start talking, how can you solve your problems?
Sure. No, absolutely.
We all
have the right to agree to disagree. I mean, that, I see this all the time. Me and Wayne have pretty much totally the opposite feelings on politics. Not all, but we feel a lot different about a lot of things. But you know what? Me and Wayne never fight and argue over it. We talk about it, and, you know, I mean, he gets some good points, and I give him that, and I appreciate it. I mean, he knows more about the politics than I do. I don't really get into it, but I believe in what I believe in, and I feel that we're all able to do that, or should be able to do that. And if we disagree, we disagree, and people should be able to talk about it, not tear up stores. Tearing up stores and stealing stuff is not fixing anything. That would be like us with chronic pain going out and tearing up shopping malls just because we hurt. Is it going to cure us? No. Is it going to help our pain? No. You know, I mean, that's my logic.
Tearing up shopping centers because they're going to sign a bill and take our medications away, which they're not. But
right, I mean, people think people try to say they are, but they're not gonna do that. They lose too much money. They would lose way too much money if they took away our prescriptions.
I agree.
It's the same thing as finding a cure. They're not gonna find a cure because they would lose too much money in the pills and the medication. It works both ways. That's exactly how I feel on it. You know, people say, "Well, they're taking away pain medication." No, they're not. They're making it a little bit harder for people to get, and I don't disagree with that because
when you're starting to have people dying in Walmart or having overdosing with their kids right in the middle of Walmart, in the middle of the street in Cleveland with kids in the car, you're having a problem.
I mean, absolutely. Absolutely.
And, you know, medications where they're grinding it up and smoking it. Yeah, there's a problem.
Sure. Yeah. They grind it up and smoke it or shoot it up in their veins or whatever. You know, and I understand the chronic pain community's feelings. They feel like that we're being shit on and treated wrong because of that. I can understand that. But, folks, these people are taking our prescriptions and using them as drugs, not using them as medication to treat our illnesses. That's the difference. These people, they're always going to do it. You can never stop that. Never. I don't care what they do. They're not going to stop it. And people just get so much in an uproar over the medication. And it's like, let it go, people. Let it go. There's so many other things out here that you can do to help yourself with your chronic pain. We've talked about it how many times, Wayne? 1,000? We've talked about it a lot.
Yeah, at least.
Mike, we talked about it with you last night. You know, I mean,
yes.
You know, it's just people have got to start realizing this stuff, man, and start doing some things that other people share information on. And yes, we know it might not work for everyone. We understand that. We get the picture. But
I was quickly talking to a guy on Facebook. He had stage 4 cancer. And he said, they're taking my pain. I said, really think about that, sir. First of all, your pain level is higher than mine, and I'm at the highest level.
Right.
You're at stage 4 cancer. Why would they take your pain medicine away? Really think about it. Oh, they are. I'm like, that's stupid.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be mean, but he was getting irate with me. I says, and I wrote back, no, we're done with this conversation.
Yeah.
Because
you have to.
But these people are so brainwashed with some of these groups. And they're taking our pain. Oh, no. And they're pulling their hair out thinking it's the end of the world because they're taking their pain. Yep. And it's like, really? You got stage 4 cancer. They're not going to take your pain medicine away.
Right.
They're just not going to do it.
Yep. It's a crazy world we live in. All things
I use kind of a guideline, with a lot of the things that are going on. I look at the stories that are going on, and then will compare those up against what I consider the really important things. The really important things are the massive homelessness that we have in the United States, amount of people who are starving, the fact that our minimum wage is still, under $8, that we don't have people, on adequate health care. These are what I consider the important things. And then I look at what they're trying to, what are we arguing about? And if what we're arguing about is not the same as these things that that we need to focus on, the minimum wage, the fact that half the people are working 30 hours or less a week.
Right. Two part-time jobs.
Yeah. Yeah. They're working two, three part-time jobs, and they still don't have health insurance. And if it's a story about whether or not I believe in abortion, the only thing that we're arguing about is a distraction to what we need to be working on, what we need to be thinking about, what we need to be talking about. If you get kind of a sampling on any one given day in the United States of all the news programs, they're all saying the exact same words for their lead stories. Because we only have six companies that own every one of the TV stations. All of them, and they do. Yeah. They tell you what are your talking points. And these idiot, commentators are just sitting there and basically reading it off the damn teleprompter. When you're all using the same words and that's your lead story, you kind of forget about, what's important, because you're all sitting there and you're wringing your hands over whether Kaepernick stood for the national anthem, instead of we still don't have an adequate living wage in the United States, and we probably will not see it in our lifetime, and that's sad.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And
it is. Yeah. Well, thank you, Mr. Earl Pitts, for your thank you, Mr. Earl Pitts, for your final thought there. I appreciate that. You're supposed to say pencil at the end of it. You know who Earl Pence is, right? The guy that does the news reporting stuff on the radio or whatever. Is this Earl Pencil?
Oh, no.
You ain't heard him? He's funny.
I so detest, mainstream media that, I don't even watch it now for its comedy relief,
I'm fixing to end this show, you guys. We are done.
Yeah.
Mike, appreciate you.
Yeah,
I appreciate you calling in, my friend. Go get in the hot tub and relax.
Oh, no problem.
You get better. Wayne, I'll talk to you Monday night with Lamy Lore on Lyme disease. And with that being said, everyone, good night and have a great weekend.
You guys too. Have a good one.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.